Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
The brand new Miss Arkansas, Claudia Raffo, will join us at 8 o'clock this morning.
So cool.
So she's been a friend of ours for a number of years. I remember when they first moved to town. It was like, I don't know, 10 years ago. I remember them coming by a radio remote at Andy's Frozen Custard on Red Wolf.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and they were all excited, loved the radio and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool to know that we have known the new Miss Arkansas for so many years now.
Yeah, Claudia Raffo.
I was excited for her when I saw, you know, it came down to the top five. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is she about to do this? Is she about to win? And then in my mind, I'm trying to tell myself, don't be disappointed if she doesn't, because at least she got there.
I didn't get to watch it until later, but when she actually got the crown and everything, oh I cried. And it was, you know, the replay.
Because she was so legitimately happy.
Yeah.
And then I think about her dad, and I was telling Kai, because I'm like, Kai, that's Coach Raffo right there. Because the part where the dads walk out with the girls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, buddy, he asks about you every single time he sees me. And you guys have seen it.
Yeah.
Yep.
How's Kai?
Mm-hmm.
Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only met him probably once or twice. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
David, could you see her parents?
Yeah, yeah. There were a couple of rows in front of me. And it was pretty awesome to see his reaction.
I was going to say, were they just bawling? Ugh. Just wouldn't be.
I don't think he was crying, but I think he probably teared up a little bit. And he probably had the biggest smile on his face. Aww. I mean, I can't imagine.
You know why he didn't cry?
Why?
Because there's no crying in baseball.
Good one. I'm proud of you. It's
Come
Tom
on.
Hanks.
That's a movie reference.
A League
movie
of their
reference.
Own. So proud of you.
Did you know it?
No. I've never seen that movie.
Man. If you knew it, you'd be proud of me too.
I'm very proud of you.
So when did you, I guess you were there live. I was going to say, when did you watch it on TV? But you just saw it live.
Yeah, I was, we were a couple of rows deep and Rachel and I were like almost holding hands the entire time. Like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Because it was like, because they announced Claudia real late in the top 10. And we were thinking, there's no way she's not going to make the top 10.
Mm-hmm. Talk about me being fired up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you can't. She Put her
like,
in there.
Yeah, she was like the eighth or ninth person they announced. I'm like, oh no. But then they finally announced her. Then in the top five, I was like, oh my gosh. And then it came down to those two. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. This is amazing.
And I'm like, don't be disappointed if she's the runner-up because that's still awesome. That's still awesome. That's still awesome. And then when she won, I'm like, yeah!
I think everybody.
Oh my gosh, she won!
She had probably the biggest fan support of everybody in that place too.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. People were losing their minds.
All right, I was also really proud of Maggie Benton though.
Yeah.
And like she was over the TV show. So we got to hang out with Maggie first thing on Friday morning. Like that was the first interview we got. And she woke up and was there at 6 o'clock to interview with us.
And looked amazing.
And she's like, she's an amazing young woman. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about her is like, you know, I remember, and we talked about me doing a prom fashion show with her and we're trying to figure out the year. It was like 2011, 2012.
Wow.
That's wild.
And she was talking about how that experience being on stage and speaking and all that led her to kind of think, hey, I might be able to do this whole thing. And then she got into the pageants and went on and ended up being our Miss Arkansas.
Yeah.
But to see the way she represented not only the state, but this area, like she did such a great job.
Yeah, she killed it.
When she was about to hand over her crown, I was sad for her.
Right.
Because I was like, and I kept telling my wife, I'm so proud of her because she did such a great job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Fantastic Miss Arkansas for sure.
So anyway, lots of great stuff. We also have a regional Miss Arkansas outstanding teen.
Yeah.
So Camille Cathy from Wynn won that. We had the chance to interview her on Friday morning.
Yeah.
I introduced her, and I hope she's had him by now, because I told her no matter what she does the rest of her life, the way she will always remember me is Cinnamon Fire.
Yeah, you introduced her to this candy, and I was like, oh, what the heck is going on with these two right now?
She saw my gum on the table, right? And it's like a cinnamon gum. She's like, oh my gosh, I love cinnamon. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I'm saying, and I told her, I'm like, have you ever tried the cinnamon Jolly Ranchers? And she said, Jolly Ranchers are my favorite. I've never tried the cinnamon. So I pulled it up on my phone and showed her. So forever, she'll be Cinnamon Fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was so excited about that. Out of everything that happened in Miss Arkansas, I think she was most excited about that.
I think so, too.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
The brand new Miss Arkansas. Claudia Raffo joins us at 8 o'clock this morning on K-Fine. David was all impressed. We were at the rehearsals for Miss Arkansas the other day at the Robinson Center. And David and I were given like this vantage point, like a perch.
Yeah.
High above the stage. It's like the ultimate seats. And as we're sitting there watching the rehearsals, there comes a point where somebody yells out, "Hey, Brandon Baxter." And we look down in the middle of the stage, in the middle of practice. Who is it, David?
Claudia Raffo, Miss Arkansas.
She gave us a shout out. And
that
then,
was awesome.
Then it was awkward Brandon for a second.
Of course it was.
Because there's a room of Miss Arkansas contestants.
Yes. And everyone looked at you when she said that.
And I get the shout out as we're standing up. And I'm like, let's go.
David, did his face turn so red?
It did turn pretty red, but I'll say this. I started waving too, like, hey, here I am. It's David.
Did you sound like Mickey?
Probably.
It was really cool, though, like that she took the time to acknowledge us in the middle of rehearsals. But at the same point, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, because I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
And me being me has so many different issues that it creates.
I just thought it was awesome, though.
No. The fact that she took the time to say something, anything to us.
Yeah.
Most of the time, people act like they don't know us.
They just keep on walking.
I see people all the time go down different aisles at the store to avoid us.
To avoid you.
Anyway, are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Yeah.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, June the 18th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Chucky Barker of Jonesboro, who's celebrating a birthday today. How about Lauren Eggers? It's her birthday today, so happy birthday to Lauren. And Sarah Deering of Paragould celebrates a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
This is the perfect birthday day for music.
Why is that?
Because first off, we kick it off with Boyz II Men, Nathan Morris. He's 47.
Oh, yes.
I will do anything. Girl, you need only ask. I'll make love to you like you want me to.
David, stop looking.
And I'll hold you right.
What a creep.
Staring at
you. Get your hands off of me. He kept singing this song in Miss Arkansas. He was just walking the halls. He said, "Girl, relax." Anyway, happy birthday. That's cool.
All right, Dizzy Reed is 55 from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, should we do some Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do this one.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood.
There's a lot of good Guns N' Roses stuff we could play, too.
Nothing lasts forever, and we both know hearts can change.
Isn't that right? Anyway. That's a good birthday, Dave.
In the cold November rain.
What else you got?
Paul McCartney is 76.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Happy birthday to Paul McCartney.
We come together right now over me.
Our general manager is going to be super happy that it's Paul McCartney's birthday. He's a big fan.
Oh, absolutely big fan. And last but not least, we have one of the voice judges, the boyfriend of Gwen Stefani, and probably most known for being a country singer, Blake Shelton is 42.
You be my salt and sweet. I'll be your strong and steady. You be my glass of wine. I'll be your shadow
whiskey.
Come on,
you be my sunny day. I'll be your shade tree. You be my honeysuckle. I'll be your honeybee.
My favorite Blake Shelton song of all time.
Scott gave me you for the ups and downs.
Hard to love this one.
God gave me you for the days of doubt.
My first favorite Blake Shelton song, see if you guys remember this one, Austin.
If you're calling back the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night I'm bowling, if you got
something to sell. You're Do y'all remember that one? Your
time. Oh, yeah.
I'm not so buying. David's favorite, and I'll think of David every time I hear this song.
Like that, no vacancy sign.
Takes us back to 2015. Kelly's favorite song.
We all got a hillbilly bone down deep inside. No matter where you're from, you just can't hide.
And of course, we can all relate to I Lived It.
Oh, you think I'm talking crazy in a different language you might not understand.
Happy birthday, Blake.
Just the kind of life that made me who I am.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to
you wouldn't know
Sarah Deary. The winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, a heads up if you're a Jason Aldean fan, a Miranda Lambert fan. The video is out for their single, their new song, Together. That song's called Drowns the Whiskey.
Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory.
The video's out.
I've gone from one to one too many.
And there's a behind the scenes video as well.
And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns whiskey.
Check out both videos right now on our website, kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
So Scotty McCreery officially became a married man this weekend. He married his longtime girlfriend, Gabby, in North Carolina. They had about 200 guests. His childhood preacher was the one that did the whole ceremony, so that was kind of sweet. And then their first dance was to Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love. So Scotty McCreery is off the market, ladies.
Did you hear the second dance?
I didn't. What was it?
They actually did this song the night after their wedding.
Whoa, whoa.
A summer wedding, right?
They're actually heading to Tahiti, too, for their honeymoon.
Tahiti?
Yeah. Hey, David, guess how old they are.
How old are they?
I'm going to say Scotty McCreery is 26.
24. They're both 24.
Dang, really? I thought he was a little bit older than that.
So how about this song?
In 86, my grandpa said, there's angels in the room.
Get you in the feels.
All the family gathered round, knew the time.
Really, though, congratulations to Scotty McCreery.
Well, congratulations also to Dan Smyers and Shay Mooney of Dan and Shay, because they are coming out with a new single featuring Kelly Clarkson.
It's so good.
I got the heads up text from KP. Kelly sent me a text like, you have to listen to this song.
Yep.
Oh, it's so good. You get the powerhouse vocals from Kelly Clarkson with Dan and Shay mixed in there. It's a song called Keeping Score, and here's your first listen on K-Fine.
I know I'm only human. Don't know how many sunsets I got left.
Again, Kelly sent that to me yesterday.
I sent... Say it different.
You did, didn't you?
You were such a...
Well, it's to somebody.
She did.
A part of somebody else.
I said, you and Leslie need to listen to this song. God.
Famous, but from the mountains, that it doesn't really matter. You can't take it with you when you go. Life is only getting fast.
I didn't make that up. She really did, y'all. True story. That's what a good co-host does. That's a cool song, though.
Oh, absolutely. And if you want to check out the full song, you can right now on the BBITN blog at kfine.com. That is kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And every Monday morning, we pick up the phone. We call Eric Birch from Birch & Company for our Monday morning motivation. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys?
Hey, good. We're good, man. Solid. We're talking Miss Arkansas this morning. Big congratulations goes out to Claudia Raffo.
Boo! Absolutely. So, yeah, I think, you know, with Maggie Benton, what she was able to do in 2017 and then to hand the crown off to Claudia over the weekend, just an amazing event, an amazing group of young ladies that are just work hard, dedicated, just so unreal. But, yeah, what a spectacular event over the weekend.
I was sad to see Maggie have to hand the crown over because I was, you know, I've known her for a number of years. And just like the idea that she carried herself with so much poise and so professional and so grown up about everything she was dealing with. And she was talking about that Miss Arkansas schedule. She said it's brutal.
Oh, like I said, it would just seem like every time we turned around, she was showing up at another event. And that was like just here in Northeast Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what else she was doing in Central Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, and South Arkansas. So, yeah, I think Claudia, what, she gets a $30,000 scholarship. Mm-hmm. She will earn every penny of that.
Right. So as we look at a new week, how can we focus our minds and our brains on really having a great week?
Well, I just want to say, number one, happy belated Father's Day to everybody. So, of course, that fell yesterday, and it was my son's golden birthday. And I've never heard that term. Do you guys know what a golden birthday is?
No, I've never heard of it.
So that's, like, his birthday is on the 17th, and he turned 17.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I thought that was interesting. Some people said, oh, it's your son's golden birthday. And I said, well, I think they're all golden. But this one even more special, being on June 17th, on the 17th, and it was on Father's Day, and it was the same day that he was born.
Wow.
Of course, he was born on Father's Day 17 years ago. So it was an amazing weekend. We had a great time. But to get to our motivational part, we talked about last week, you know, doing something for the first time, you know, and it's interesting. I got, nobody knows this, but got hit by a car 4, 5, 6 years ago when I was riding my road bike.
Ooh.
Very hard to get back on a bike and go out and ride again, you know, once that sort of goes through. So, of course, but what do? I get on here every Monday morning and I talk about just overcoming obstacles and challenges and push through and whatever it takes, you know, don't look back and everything. But that song literally, you know, has encouraged me, and I've actually gotten back on my bike and riding with a group of guys several times a week. That has just literally changed my world again. So having that love and that passion of getting back on doing something like that. So think back, what is something that, you know, you've gotten sidetracked on? Something has happened, and you haven't looked back. I mean, it was, you know, it's one of those things where I hit a speed bump, I got derailed, I got off a little bit. But literally, it probably took a little bit of joy out of your life or something that you truly, truly love to do. Rekindle that flame. It's, you know, I read and I study all the time that these massive producers, these massive, these uber successful people, they journal each and every single day. And, you know, it was funny as we sort of went back through our pictures yesterday preparing for Hayden's birthday. Those pictures are truly a journal. And when I went back and I saw some of the times that I had ridden in road races and done triathlons and different events, you know, and just to see where the beautiful locations we were at, the beautiful people that we were surrounded with, some of my training buddies and partners back in those days, you know, it was just like, wow, I'm so glad that I've gotten back into this. So maybe you don't journal every day with a pen and a paper, but I promise you, most people are journaling with their phones and their cameras.
Yeah.
So scroll back through those things and just relive some of those memories that will just light you up, that will set you on fire, that are just sexy to you. And again, look for that event or look for those things that you go, man, I remember 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago. Bring those things back around, guys. We're not getting older every day. We're getting younger. We're getting stronger. We're getting better. And that's the mindset you've got to live with every day.
It's Eric Birch from Birch & Company with your Monday morning motivation. Have a great week, Eric.
You too, guys.